love having great advertisers support our show, but to continue doing that, we need your help. So please go to podsurvey.com/Angela and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you a little better. That way we can show advertisers just how great our listeners are. Even if you've taken our show's podcast listener survey before, the current one is new and different, so we'd love for you to take it all over again. Plus, once you complete the survey, you can enter to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Again, that's podsurvey.com/Angela, and thank you for your help. What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we're about to pop a cherry in here today.
Hey.
All right, Keisha Cole is here. She's never been on Lip Service.
No.
Not when it was on Sirius, not ever on the podcast. So this is a big deal for us. So, first of all, congratulations. We saw you on The Real performing You.
Thank you.
Which we like. And you have a new deal now, right?
Yeah, we're Epic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're happy for that. You happy?
I'm totally happy with that. And I'm so excited about this project. So definitely.
All right, good. Because I know a lot of topics we're going to talk about today are probably in the music.
Oh, good.
As mm-hmm. well.
That's
so we always start off with the tip of the day. So today's tip is, say you go through your man's phone, right? Mm-hmm. And you see some messages with him and another chick that you wasn't supposed to see. What do you do after that? Do you tell him you went through his phone and admit it? Or do you just try to catch him?
It depends on where you are in the investigation. You know, if there's been some information that has been brought to your attention and you just want to stack it on top of some other information you got and present it when the time is right, then that's something else.
It's like a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to know facts.
So do you ever admit I went through your phone? Because that's a touchy thing to tell somebody.
Oh, not if you're married, I don't know. But yeah, probably just like a regular relationship.
If you're just dating.
Then I don't know. That's just, that might be weird.
Because then he don't never trust. Because then it turns into this whole, well, why was you going through my phone for?
And you might be a little too grown for that.
Right.
It's like, if it's something I need to know and you don't tell me and the trust is broken, that's kind of your bad.
So let's just say he's in the shower. The phone is right there.
And it's ringing.
And he just went in the shower, but it's unlocked. You have the opportunity right now. Who is this calling? It's just a heart.
Usually they run back out.
Sound like that happened to me before.
Me too.
I was like, who the fuck is this? Like, I don't play that shit.
Who the fuck is
heart? Yeah, who's heart?
My ex was in there. Kevin.
Nah, let me tell you what this nigga was like. That's an old contact. You know how, like, you link up your iPhone and it just automatically transfers the numbers? I'm like, fuck out of here, nigga. I know you for 3 years.
My ex was in the shower and his ex started calling his phone.
And then what'd you do?
I wanted to answer it, but I didn't.
Good job.
Oh, you're mature. Not me.
No, if we were at home, I would have answered it. But we were away, and it was our first night there, and I didn't want to ruin the weekend. So
you're like, you know what? I held on to that one. Act like you're not fucking somebody else.
I held on to that one.
I can't hold water.
Yeah, I held on
to that. I'd be like, nigga, I seen you talking to Tasha, talking about what's good for the night. Nigga, so what's good? Me, you, and Tasha hanging out? Like, what's
it? That's interesting, because some people will hold on to that information and bring it up, like, later.
Yeah, that's
some people will tell you right away. Which one are you, Keisha?
I usually have a lot of stuff stacked.
That's
good. What women do. We gather.
It's time to go.
Hold like that forensic agent. So when we shooting it at you for real.
Damn, y'all.
We got
damn.
Black light on the bed.
I need to learn from y'all.
That's
oh yeah, no, too far.
I've never done that. I'm just figuratively speaking.
Uh huh.
Listen, there are great ways to catch guys cheating, like hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh fuck.
You know,
yeah.
You see some hair that's not your hair.
Facts. That's a problem. But it could be his mom, his sister.
Yeah,
I don't
see,
know.
That's mm-hmm. anything.
That's not really. I don't know.
They'd be like, my homeboy brought a bitch over here. She wanted to use the bathroom.
Yeah. My mom took a nap.
Yeah. It's the maid.
Also, another good way is to go through the garbage.
Mm-hmm. Damn, Ange.
Damn. I mean, I never did that.
Investigation discovery with Angela Yee. Yeah.
I'm just saying, but that is a good way. I'm not going to lie. Like, my ex-boyfriend, I remember it was like around Valentine's Day, and I seen a receipt in the garbage for like some gold jewelry. I wasn't even, you know. Okay, I might have looked. But I was like, he ain't getting me that shit.
Right.
And I was like, who the fuck got some gold jewelry?
He ain't trying to say it was for himself.
For his mother.
If he likes hoop earrings.
Michael Jordan.
That's cold.
But like holidays is when you catch people slipping.
Mm. That's a fact. Because where you was at yesterday. Because
right. That's when you could really be like, okay, it's a holiday. What was you doing? Because you know, the day before Valentine's Day and the day after Valentine's Day is side chick day.
Mm. Yeah. That's what I heard. So I hear.
I'm glad it's been a minute for me. I don't react well, so I have to give it a break because that I can
You go crazy.
I can go a little crazy.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with
What's
that.
What's the craziest
all?
Thing you ever did? Sometimes I feel like you know it's time to get out of a relationship when you act out of character. Like when you start doing shit and you like, this is not me. Why am I doing this?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends. If you make me the other me, then it is totally me. Don't disrespect me. I don't like disrespect though.
Like what's disrespect?
I believe disrespect is not picking up your phone, not answering your text messages and things like that.
But if he sleep?
Or, okay, that's cool. And then you wake up, what happened?
Right.
Yeah.
What's the time limit?
Don't leave me like on the, I hate when I say, ask something or say something and it's not responded to, but they ask something else.
Right.
That's like a.
Oh, we were just talking about that.
So I hate that.
You were just like talking about that.
That.
You was answering
crazy.
Everything else and then I asked a question.
Hey, babe.
And
what, ghost. What was that last answer though? Like to the question that I asked though? I need to know.
Right.
Sometimes that's when you got to pick up the phone and call.
Pick up the phone.
FaceTime.
Yeah, that's when you got to FaceTime. You didn't get my last
Listen,
text.
So what's up? What you doing? Are you good? Okay, cool. So you was mad that I said what? All right. So you could have just addressed that and kept it moving. Like, what is the problem?
That's when you call with your bonnet on, no makeup. Gangsta. You ain't get my last text.
Yeah, you got to be cute when you're trying to be sassy, you know? Good about like,
sometimes that anger will just make you pick up the phone with no makeup and nothing on. Like,
yeah, what about
that.
When somebody FaceTimes you and you not ready?
Oh, I don't
just
answer.
In.
I don't answer.
I'll be like, yo, I'm not. I don't got my lashes on. So.
Right. Unless I'm drunk. If I'm drunk, you might catch me slipping. Like, fuck it.
I've done that.
Cuck it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you got to answer it like with the light off.
Oh, I love that.
Answer in the dark.
Is that dark on your end?
Run and turn the light off and then turn the brightness up.
Mm-hmm.
On your phone. All they see is your eyebrows on fleek.
Oh, you had the phone pointing at the ceiling?
That's funny.
Nah.
And got a nigga next to you. What's up,
that's
babe?
Not gonna work.
Whoa.
That's not gonna work.
Well.
Who has ever FaceTime like their man with a guy next to them? Damn, L'Oreal.
Not me.
Look at me thinking like, hey,
that's it.
Listen, what you think?
Don't be a menace while drinking.
Yeah, I was thinking that. No. Friday.
Oh, yeah. Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Friday.
That was it. Okay.
Oh, man. Listen, I'm not doing all that.
Checked me.
Have you ever cheated?
This is the second time somebody asked me that today.
Oh, that must be a reason.
My first relationship, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Now, when I first met Keisha Cole, she had a boyfriend. When you first started and was sad and you came up with your boyfriend to the station... I remember this when I was at Sirius.
Oh, please don't say that. You talking about a long, long time.
It was a long time. I was like, is long, this the person she's talking about?
That wasn't, mm-mm. He asked me to buy him some shoes. I put him on a flight.
What?
Yeah, that wasn't good.
He asked for some shoes, for you to buy some shoes? Listen, I'm going to tell you why it was weird. Because he did, like, he was doing her, you know, she was doing her press runs and everything. And he was with her. And I was like, I remember. That's funny. I just remember this when you said that. And I remember being like... Mm-mm. This don't feel like it's going
to... Yeah, no.
How did he get the balls to ask you to buy him some motherfucking shoes?
What shoes were they? Were they shoes or sneakers?
They were fly. For real ones.
The ice cream.
Bathing
ape. Oh, the
babe. Oh, he babe shoes?
Them babe shoes was expensive.
That's expensive, they are.
And so he asked you to buy him some shoes. He didn't have the money to buy him, or he just
I don't know. I ain't even...
She's like, I don't give a fuck.
I just sent him home.
How do you ask that?
Yeah, I would ask for that.
Like, that's weird. You see these?
I want them. Extremely weird. That's why I sent them home. I was like, this is...
I don't think a guy should ask a female for anything, a woman for anything. Like, and when it comes to like material stuff, like, hey, babe, I like this hoodie. Can you buy it for me? The fuck out of here.
I wouldn't do. But we ask guys for stuff.
That's so. Totally different.
Is it?
Yeah.
And if I want to buy you something, I'm gonna just go ahead and buy you something.
I hate asking, but
it's
I will.
Not a,
I will.
I will. If I feel like I need
doing this, but. I hate it.
I will do it if I have to.
If
yes,
I have
I will.
To, I'm gonna ask for something.
Mm-hmm, me too.
But I would rather just buy a guy a gift or something I want him to have versus him asking me to buy it for him.
And I'm sure they feel the same way about us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would never ask.
I think it's sexy to ask.
Yeah, I even feel funny if you ask
him what you want.
You gotta ask
him.
And how you
way.
Ask. Because people would be like, well, tell me what you want. And I'm, you know, and I even feel weird about that. Like, telling you what I want when you ask.
See, I'm a good hinter.
I feel like it's good, like, if you can figure it out.
I got
guys
I got
like to feel needed.
In my head right now.
Guys Someone like to feel needed. They like to save you when you're, like, the damsel in distress. So, somebody asks you what you want right now, what's some things you would say? For anybody listening that just randomly wants to send
them. I mean, I don't know. I love shoes, so.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Mm-hmm. Shoes are awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's pretty much it.
Just buy me shoes.
Shoes and purses is cool.
That's right. Safe. That's like I think safe, so. Safe present.
And it's fair.
Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me what I wanted the other day, and I told them a Rolex.
That's a good gift.
I actually sent them a picture. I sent them a picture of it and everything and what I want.
Gift.
I don't have the balls to do that.
Now you got a hint. I'm telling you, if you hint, you'd be like, oh, I need a new watch.
No, me and my friend were having a conversation about the Apple Watch, and I told her that I'm going to continue to wear my Apple Watch until I get a Rolex. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, well, what Rolex do you want? Oh, here's the picture. Let me see.
Okay, now that's different. He said,
right. He said, like, as a matter of fact.
Now, let me ask you this. If somebody buys you a present, but you don't like them like that.
Uh-oh.
Do you accept it?
If it's something I want or like.
It's a present.
You said yes.
It's a
present. Yes, yes, but don't you feel like.
No.
No, no.
What am I gonna feel like?
Yeah, I'm
but not. Feeling like saying thank you.
Yeah.
Listen, Gigi, you know I had an issue with somebody that kept sending me presents.
Yes.
And I felt like
she was like, stop sending me stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want that. Just don't send it.
But it was nice stuff too. But I was like, please don't send me stuff because I don't like you. And I feel bad taking stuff. Like, if I like you and you give me something, that's different. But if I don't like you and you're sending me stuff, I feel like that's me acting like I like you back.
But did you make it clear that you didn't like him like that? Like, were y'all just cool?
No, he was obsessed with her.
Uh-oh. Is it the...
Yeah.
Okay, I know who it is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I would have took them motherfucking gifts neither.
Oh, okay.
They could take your gifts and get the fuck on.
Cousin, yeah, I feel like if you don't like somebody and you accept gifts from them, that's kind of like...
Leading them on.
Then you feel obligated, like, to go on a date or give them a hand job.
Wait, no. You went too far.
What?
You're not obligated to give anybody a hand job.
The hand job wasn't reciprocation to the eating the box, okay?
He ate the box and I gave him a hand job in return.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to put my mouth on it.
She gave him a hand job and put her mouth right here.
Yeah, like right at the mic. Like,
because, you know, that anticipation is a killer.
Yeah,
he's so bestie.
That anticipation would make you bust it right off.
So what do you do?
Is she going to do it?
I kept spitting on it.
You are so wrong.
I think that's kind of the same for somebody you don't like. That is like a blow.
Well, it wasn't because I didn't like him. It was just because I didn't want to. It was too soon. And I tried to stop him from eating my pussy.
Gigi, if your face is by his dick.
Yeah. Well, this was after like a long time. Like a long period of time had went by.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, all right.
You just went ahead and got it. Got you. Nothing wrong with that.
It's like a happy ending.
Wrong with
it was a happy ending.
For
he
who?
Was happy with the ending. He was.
Oh, okay, I just was like, make a show.
Listen, guys are just happy if they bust, no matter how it happens.
That's so sad.
Gigi is the queen of hand jobs, I'm starting to learn. Over the past like few weeks, and I've known Gigi for a while, but this is the most hand job story.
It's the same hand job story.
Is it?
It's the same one.
I thought one happened in the car.
No, I didn't do a hand job in the car.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't me.
Do you use two hands when you do a hand job?
If it's big enough.
Ooh. Whoa.
Mm. You know what? That does suck. When you got to do the hand job with only three fingers.
Oh, shit.
Why am I here right now?
Three fingers? That's crazy. Fingering.
These two in the... I got to make it seem big.
You fingered him.
y'all crazy.
All right. Now, have you ever had... We were just talking about this right before you came in, mm-hmm. right? Have you ever been with a guy and known that, like, he's messing with other people and had the other woman call you? Would you give up, like, okay, yes, I am fucking with him, or do you defend him?
I don't know about that, but I've definitely been the one to call.
We're going to ask that next.
Yeah.
I could believe that.
Definitely.
And what do you say, though?
When you call, now, let me ask you this. As a woman, when you call, are you... aggressive and rude to the woman, or are you like, hey girl, you know, just woman to woman?
First of all, I mean, my friend's gonna do that or something. Like, we're gonna get all the information from her.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely gonna feel bamboozled when we're done.
But is it like a sweet, like, cause sometimes it's not the other woman's fault. Like, they
of course.
They don't know, whatever, whatever.
Right, sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is. That's a fact.
And sometimes it is. Sometimes it's like, bitch, Google me, you can see we're married.
She definitely thought I was the only one she thought she was the only one besides me.
Oh, so she was fine with being your, like, second in command.
My lesser.
Yeah.
My lesser.
She said that to you?
She said that to my friend.
That's fucking crazy. All right, so
my
wait.
My friend was saying she was messing with him, too. So she was just trying to, you know.
Oh,
I get it.
Definitely. Bamboozled.
So So you had your friend hit her up and be like, you know, I'm messing with him too. Like, what's up with y'all?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, damn, I thought I was the only one.
Besides Keisha.
Yeah.
Damn, that's how you find out everything. Good trick, girl.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they knew, so they knew each other.
Who?
Like your friend?
No. Hell no.
This is crazy.
So she had her friend call the girl and act like she was messing with the guy and found out that she was messing with the guy.
The girl didn't know that you were friends with her.
Right.
Of course not.
Okay.
That's why I bamboozled.
Damn.
So she's telling everything.
If somebody calls me about the blue and I don't know them, I'm hanging up.
Well, it depends. Because mm-hmm. we already had a lot of information from her number.
Damn.
Text messages and stuff like that.
So you already knew what was up.
Yeah, she couldn't really deny that.
You know what? So now when that happens, right, this is interesting to me. Now, are you mad at him or are you mad at her? Today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Third Love. Women can change bra sizes an average of 6 times in their lives. That's why finding the perfect fitting bra can make all the difference. Third Love bras were developed using thousands of real women's measurements and range from sizes AA to G, including signature half cup sizes. So no matter your body shape, you're sure to find a fit that's right for you. And with Third Love's handy fit finder, it only takes 30 seconds to determine the best size and style for your body. Third Love stands behind their products so much, they're willing to let our listeners try a bra from their 24/7 collection free. Just pay $2.99 in shipping. And you can even take the tags off, wear it, wash it, really live in it for 30 days to make sure it's your new favorite bra. Then if you love it, you can keep it and they'll charge your card. But if you don't love it, you can send it back for free and your card will not be charged. Go to thirdlove.com/Angela and get started today. That's thirdlove.com/Angela.
Because
sometimes a woman like
pretty much at everybody, but it really starts with the guy that you with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At
absolutely.
The end of the day, I mean, you know, I outgrew just running up on a chick unless, you know.
You said I outgrew it.
I love her.
Keisha Cole, we don't right. never want to see you run up on no chick, man.
I know.
You're too big for that.
Right.
You can't be running up on nobody.
Yeah, that's true.
But in a way, it's kind of dope.
No, it is. It is. It is.
In a way, it's kind of like, because it's very human. Because it's something that like...
Yeah, but these people don't be playing fair out here. You can't be doing that in the industry because you go to jail.
Right. So. That is another fact. Okay.
And I feel like a lot of women take the side of the man and they're always mad at the other woman. And they go right back to the man like nothing happened.
Right. That's
like,
very
bitch,
true.
Bitch, da-da-da-da-da. I hate that bitch.
My man.
Come here, babe. Give me a kiss. Like, what the fuck?
And then they post the pictures with him. Like, he wasn't just fucking somebody else.
Exactly. And it becomes war amongst the Instagram users.
Right.
Who has the better pictures?
Right.
Who knows? I don't know. I'm so out of that loop.
Do you believe that monogamy can exist? Because I know before we discussed this and you felt like all men cheat.
Yeah.
I think they do, too.
Damn.
In some form, fashion,
this is
or
sad.
No, they're gone.
Very sad.
They can't help it. It's in their
boyfriend?
DNA.
Where's my boyfriend?
He better not be cheating. No, he.
Where the fuck is he? You think all men cheat?
Yeah.
And L'Oreal does too.
I do, absolutely. In some shape, form, or fashion, whether it's emotional cheating or physically cheating or...
They fucking stop.
They doing something.
They are fucking. Like, somebody, jeez. Something, somewhere. Baby mom, a fucking bitch from high school, college. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But what if he's like store, 60 years old?
The stripper?
You think 60-year-old?
Sugar baby.
60-year-old.
I don't know.
Hoping 60 ain't that old nowadays.
I just think
the 60-year-olds is in the strip club like looking for a little hot young
thing. They got the young girls. As long as they got a couple dollars,
okay,
they could fuck.
Nah, mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. Guys with no money cheat just as much.
Broke niggas could cheat too.
Guys with no jobs cheat the most, really. Because oh they ain't got
don't
shit
tell
else
me
to
that.
Do.
They cheating broke
niggas.
Sneakers.
Listen, broke niggas ain't got nothing else to do but fuck. So, of course, they cheating.
Damn.
They ain't got no job. They ain't got no responsibilities.
Think about it.
Cold game.
And you know what I always say about women too? Like, if we're not busy, that's when we get really obsessed with things.
That's true. That's happened to me.
Like, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you that when you ain't got, like, when you're busy, you don't have time to be worried about what a guy is doing.
That's a fact.
But when you are really busy, it don't really fucking matter. Cause you, what, Keisha? Okay. All right, we got a little game we're gonna play with you.
All right.
It's called In That Order, and you put this in order from what's most important to least important to you.
Okay.
All right. Put this in order of importance: success, looks, humor, and loyalty. What's most important? Success? I said sex. Success, looks, humor, and loyalty.
Our loyalty. It depends. You talking about overall in life?
With a man.
Oh, just with a man.
With a man. What's most important? Is he successful? Does he look good? Is he funny? Or is he loyal?
I've never had a loyal man, so I don't know.
Good Lord. What the fuck are y'all doing?
No, what are they doing?
That's what I said. What the fuck are y'all doing? Oh,
yeah. I thought you said you.
I don't know. That's kind of a tough one to answer.
What's the most important out of those things? If they're successful, if they look good, if they're funny, or if they're loyal? If you had to put that
in. I would say loyal.
Loyal's first. Because you never had that and you want that.
Yeah. I would like to get a chance to see what it's like.
Right. What is that like?
I want to taste that loyalty. I want to see what that loyalty tastes like.
A loyal friend.
That's a damn shame. All right, well, so what's second then?
Successful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then third, it's either looks or humor.
Humor would be nice.
I want you to fucking not cheat on me and make me laugh.
That means shit. I agree. That would be my order.
Right. What, so that's your order, Gigi?
I was kind of tossing up successful or loyalty because, I mean, but I will choose loyalty
first. I can deal with your cheating ass if you're doing good
if
in life.
Successful, nigga.
I mean, it depends on the level of success. I just dealt with a cheating ass nigga for 7 years.
But he was successful.
He was successful.
But how dare you not be successful and cheat?
I mean,
that's a fact.
Fuck are you? And then you know, if he's not successful, he can always become successful. Eventually, he can be on the road to success,
or he could not,
or he could just be a bum. Right. So yeah, but yeah, I would give the same order because we all know I'm not into looks. So
looks is last for you.
Looks is definitely last for me. I mean, I'm pretty enough. I don't need my man to be pretty.
But you put looks last too.
Yeah, I mean it's.
Why are you laughing, Paris?
Somebody's laughing. Paris is laughing.
You like ugly dudes.
Sometimes she really don't judge how you look on the outside.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
I think a lot of women are like that, though.
I'm definitely like that.
It's nice called settling.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But she's like, if Stephanie was here today with us, she would put looks first. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't put looks first. She would put success
second.
First.
Yeah, success.
But she would put looks second.
See, Gloria, what do you say?
I would definitely say loyalty first. I would kind of go with them until we get to the funny. Like, I feel like I could be funny enough and
you could look good.
You got.
But what if he don't laugh in none of your jokes?
Fuck him.
My joke is funny.
I'm funny, nigga. I laugh at myself.
I think I'm my own shit.
I'm funny. You gotta be able to laugh at yourself. Like,
Let's be for real. There's nothing worse than a guy with no sense of humor.
That's exactly, true. Yeah. That is true. But I'm putting that last because I don't want no ugly ass motherfucking either.
He ugly, but he laugh at my jokes.
And a guy ugly, but he funny as fuck. Nah, I'm cool. You gotta look like. Something I would move
you gotta
looks
look
up.
Like something.
Yeah, I would move looks up, but you had two other hard ones.
So you say what's first?
Loyalty has to be first. I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't play that shit.
Yeah,
like I don't like that.
You think a guy could be loyal but still cheat on you?
You better figure out a way to be a loyal cheater. Like,
no, because I look at it like this. It's disrespect that really makes the cheating worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like if I find out about it, like if you fuck the girl on vacation on the guy's trip and you don't know the bitch name, number.
You okay with that?
I'm not saying I'm okay with it, but if I don't know about it and I'm never going to find out, I'm more okay with that than a bitch that I might be able to see her
Instagram. If you never find out, it never happened.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
If you never find out, it never
exactly
happened.
What I'm saying. So we on the same page. Mm-hmm. So don't.
I'm a man that's not going to even want to do that to me. Like that's
right.
Just,
yeah, me either.
I've never had that. Like I don't. Yeah.
But maybe it's the guys you pick.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
Because might be that. Sometimes having guys that's like in the spotlight, like being married to an NBA player or dating somebody that's like an artist, you already know, like.
So basically, she should have bought the goddamn sneakers.
Yeah, if you would have bought them,
you would have been loyal to her.
Right
now. Been loyal.
You'd be walking around with a loyal dude with some babes.
With some babes.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I'm loyal with my babes. All right, put this in order: dick size, tongue action, foreplay, or freak level. What's most important? Is it big? Can he eat you?
Mm-mm.
Is he good at foreplay or is he a super freak? Do anything?
No, I don't want that one at all, actually.
Which one?
The freaky don't do anything.
So freak is last.
Yeah, definitely.
You not freaky, Keisha?
I mean, what do you call it? No.
Really?
I wouldn't imagine in 2015.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm not that freaky either. I feel like the shit I do, like I do regular shit really well.
I'm freaky. I'm freaky too.
What's
I'm
freaky
gross.
Though?
I'm disgusting.
You are?
Yes.
Me too.
Well, yeah, Gigi's definitely disgusting.
I'm a nasty bitch.
Yeah, I have friends that say they lick ass and shit. I don't understand.
Gigi licks ass.
I do.
Lick ass? That's nasty, man.
No. I mean,
it has to be the right person. Clean ass.
And yeah, they have to be,
There's an ass that's clean.
It can't be an ass that's out all day. That's nasty.
No, not all day ass. Fresh out the shower booty.
I don't like, no, I just play ball ass.
He has to be deserving.
We like jacuzzi ass. Yeah. You just
I don't know about that.
No, I don't like ass either.
I've never licked an ass.
You've never
really
licked an ass?
No.
Has anybody ever asked you to?
They don't ask.
I wish they would. That would be like, nigga, what is going on here?
Somebody asked me before. The first time I did it, he actually asked.
Oh, hell no.
So you did lick ass and you did it.
Yeah, I did it.
You don't hurt to ask. It don't have to ask.
He taught me. I'm not gonna lie,
That's why she don't mind asking.
Oh yeah, because I'm like, shit, if he asked.
If I let you ask, you gonna give me this purse? Chanel jumbo flat.
What is happening? Well, he was definitely doing Maxi. Stuff like that in order for me to be like, okay, I'll do it. Fuck.
I like that ass is Michael Kors.
I got this Michael Kors. No, I never owned a Michael Kors anything. Be clear. No. What? So I never owned a Michael Kors anything. Is that bad?
I'm not joking.
What level of ass are you licking? You look at Chanel ass.
Chanel ass. You gotta lick. If you look at Chanel
Gucci
or Rolex ass.
Ass,
like I didn't.
Listen, we licking Rolex booty.
Rolex was bought, like. Sorry.
Well, I mean, I'm proud religion. Of
it. What if he said, lick it but and stick your finger in it too?
I mean, I probably might have just stuck my finger up
in
it.
With them nails?
It works. Don't worry. You got to learn how to do it. I'll teach you. I'll show you.
Never fingered nobody in the butt.
I don't know about this. Yeah.
So you never put a finger up any guy's butt?
I don't want to put a finger up.
I mean, I don't want to put two or three, then that's crazy. But one is fine. Look at her face.
Sometimes you can get two in there.
Am I wrong? Like
No, not at all.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Jesus fucked a guy with a strap on.
Okay,
so.
No, see, that's too far.
I did not. He asked me to, and I said no.
I've never even seen a strap on other than in pornos. Look, Keisha, are you okay? Do you want some water?
These names when the camera off.
So I know to stay away.
I'll tell you. No, maybe not. Life. But the guy
you
that
said, I'll
asked,
tell you.
No, because the guy that asked me the first, like, he's like, you know. And I couldn't believe it either, but I was like, fuck it, what do I gotta lose?
I've never had a guy ask me for it, but I've had them gesture. Yeah. They make
your
the move
face.
They put their ass on your
what
face
just, what
they just kind of like
nah
it
to me that's weird.
Oh,
don't just
no.
put your butt
you licking
in my
on their balls they kind of just like open oh. it up a little bit so that you
okay
can...
what if they're like face down.
I've never done it to a guy while he
face
was face
down ass down.
I've only done it to a guy while he was on his
that's
back
that's the way we lick but
sometimes you can but sometimes you can get them to hold their legs up in the air.
No.
Yes.
No, see, I haven't looked. Like, they're going crazy. Listen, if a guy gets on his face and puts his ass up,
No.
I couldn't fuck with
on
that.
On his
nigga.
Back, holding his own feet, like.
I mean, if after a while it's feeling good and he's just kind of like moving into it, that might not be so bad. Keisha, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just.
Keisha about to go lick some ass.
Please don't say that. Jesus.
No.
What if he's like pour some Hennessy in my butt? Like,
she's like, well then. I'm like,
I like Hennessy. Some brown.
Okay, she still has to pick the order. We done went totally off topic.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry. So freak level is last for you. What's first? Dick size, tongue action, or foreplay?
Foreplay.
Foreplay's first. I feel you. All right, so between dick size and tongue action, what's second? Would you rather have a nice dick or be able to eat your pussy good?
Why you have to be so vulgar?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Would you rather have a nice size phallus or be able to perform oral sex on you really well?
I've never heard of phallus
Superb
before.
Fellatio. Cunnilingus.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is that?
Cunnilingus.
Is it oral sex?
Oh, I don't know these fancy words.
Fellatio's dick sucking.
I'm like, yeah, there we go. I know what that means.
Cunnilingus is eating pussy.
Oh, I know what that means,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I would say oral.
Okay, eat you out.
Definitely.
Okay.
Be nice.
There we go.
Woo!
I always say you gotta lick it before you stick it, because I feel like it's like an initiation process.
I mean, you gotta be in love with the person. Like, it's like, okay.
Have you ever let somebody eat you out and then not fuck them after?
My hands in the air, because y'all can't hear that.
Yeah. I really, listen, I don't know. Gonna, after today, we're not going to tell the story no more, y'all, but I really tried to stop him. I didn't want him to eat my pussy. I stopped him. I even pulled my pants back up, and then he got them back down.
Oh, he's a nice. Savage.
And then when I felt myself about to come, I just let loose. Do you like to come from oral? Would you rather come from oral sex or from sex?
Oral.
Is I would rather have an internal orgasm than an external orgasm, because I can give myself plenty of those. I can't give myself an internal orgasm.
You can't give yourself head.
I mean, an external orgasm with my fingers or with my toy.
But it feels different with your fingers than with a tongue from a man.
True, but
it's totally different.
It is a different feeling, but I would rather an internal orgasm from a man.
You could give yourself that too if you have.
No, I don't.
We don't need men.
I don't do that. I don't put my fingers inside myself.
Use your strap on.
I don't have one. And I don't like dildos. I need my penis to come warm with the body attached.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your penis. I'm like,
the penis that I'm receiving.
Okay. I got it.
She don't have no penis.
She said, Gloria. You said I need my
penis. I'm pretty convinced that there's a penis somewhere in that house.
It comes off in
somewhere in the house. Somewhere.
I believe that.
What do you say, Keisha? Would you rather come from oral sex or from penetration?
It depends. I mean, when you...
What feels better?
Love someone. I mean, you know, anything feels good. That's why love is great.
Right. I like when I come from oral sex and then we have sex right after.
Right after. Yeah, that's how you got
it. Like, I like to come from oral sex and then, like, have sex.
Right in.
While it's still sensitive.
Yeah, put it in me while,
that's
while
perfect,
I'm still tingling.
Actually, yeah.
And as you're putting it in me while I'm still tingling.
Oh, my Jesus Christ.
This is like, I don't want to really think about all this, but okay.
8 months? Like real months?
As in like 240 days?
I know. Damn, you know Asians.
Give or take. Don't get fucking racist, okay?
I want to start with you today.
8 months, was that a conscious decision or did it just happen?
Both half and half, because I really did want, I would like to go for a year and a half if possible, definitely a year if I can. But, then I was like, I almost did it once and it didn't happen. So that was good.
Damn. How does that happen? Now he has blue balls. That's fucked up. Blue balls is a real thing. I found out.
He had blue balls.
Oh, okay. But can you do other stuff?
No.
Like, if you don't have to have sex.
If we're doing anything, it's going down, like, period.
I hear that.
We ain't gonna fuck around.
Ain't no half-stepping.
Once we get started.
Yeah. Can't stop now.
Damn, 8 months. I'm proud of you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I've never done no shit like that before in my life.
Me neither. Not since I was 12. No, I'm kidding. Right. I'm kidding.
When I was a virgin.
I'd go 8 weeks and be like,
Right.
Where's he at? Who's
next? No, I think the longest I ever went was like 3 or 4 months. Like, and that was after a really bad breakup. I didn't want nobody to touch me. Right. Like, get the fuck out of here. I didn't even want to touch my damn self. Like, I was cool.
Damn it.
But have you been masturbating during these 8 months?
Right.
Nope, actually. I don't have a toy.
But you have your fingers.
Yeah, well, I don't like to use, you know.
When you come to Breakfast Club, I'm going to have a toy for you to take home.
Oh, that'll be nice.
I got you. Don't you worry.
I'll be starting trouble, though, because if I do that, then it might be, I might start thinking about
she might break the seal. I want you to have sex.
That's not okay.
What? Is sex not
she
okay?
She wants to go for 1 year.
That's not supportive.
A year and a half.
She wants to go at least 1 year.
Who in here wants Keisha Cole to have sex? Raise your hand.
I'm not going to lie. I might want her to have sex.
Yeah, you might not be that nice to people. Sometimes
I don't have fucking bumps on my face.
You got those non-sex bumps.
In how many months? It's been so long since I had those. Like, my body is over it now, I think.
But sometimes you have an attitude.
He said December.
Like, if you haven't been having sex, it makes people have an attitude.
That's true. Over that hump, I think.
Are you?
Yeah, I mean, after, like,
But everybody in your corner is looking at me and giving me the side eye.
They like, nah, she got an attitude.
Sometimes they be fucking up and they... I mean,
oh, okay, that's
it
different.
Just happens.
And when you had sex, you could overlook that.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm about to get some head.
I'm about to get some dick.
I'm about to get this good dick.
Like, I don't even be excited about that. Like, it doesn't entice me like that to, unless I really like the person, and I don't have anybody that I really like that.
This week's episode of Lip Service is also brought to you by Blue Apron. Not all ingredients are created equal, so it's important to know where your food comes from. Thankfully, for less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers easy-to-follow recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients, courtesy of over 150 local farms, ranches, and fisheries across the United States right to your door. Blue Apron sends you higher-quality food at a better value by cutting out the middleman and delivering those ingredients at their most fresh and fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference in your cooking. Believe that. And because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient required for a recipe, there's no food waste. It's everything you need to make sustainable and delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less. Some of our upcoming meals in February are, oh, I'm hyped for this, cashew chicken stir-fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice, crispy barramundi with quinoa and roasted carrot salad, and udon noodle soup with miso and soft-boiled eggs. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free and with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Angela. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Sign up right now. That's blueapron.com/Angela. Blue Apron, it's a better way to cook.
Can you think of like the best sex you ever had?
Yeah.
You know when that, like how long ago was that? And were you in love when it happened?
Definitely.
Because some people equate like being in love to having great sex, but some people
because the passion. The passion is awesome. I'm in love with being in love, for sure.
So you're open to like being in love again, getting married again?
Yeah, if I could, if God sends me my best friend that I pray about.
Oh, you pray for that?
That's She's a good too idea. Sweet. I feel I bad for even talk about half this stuff anymore.
I know.
Can we rewind?
No. Nope. Can't take back. All right, let's put this in order.
I like
then.
It.
He can cook. He can dress well. He smells great. And he has a nice body. What's most important out of those things? He can cook. He can dress. He smells great. A nice body. What's first?
Smells great.
Smell, they always say, is one of the most important things. You know you love somebody if you're attracted to the way they smell.
Yeah.
And so you know you don't love somebody when you smell them and it makes you sick.
Oh, right. My God.
Yeah, that's
the
not
the worst.
Good, that's that happened. Good vibe.
Get your musty ass.
They don't even got to be musty. You could just
no, it's just like their natural scent.
Scents are a real way to tell, like, attraction. Okay, so that's first. What's second? Can cook, can dress, or a nice body?
A nice body would be great.
Okay. It should be great. I be fucking with these pot belly asses.
Ball
of belly.
Ball of belly.
I totally understand.
All right, so nice body. All right, cooking or dressing? What's most important out of those two?
Dressing.
All right, so cooking don't matter to you because we go out to eat. We can order in. Can you cook?
Chef. Yeah. I mean, if I'm hungry, I definitely can get it.
What if he hungry?
It depends.
Like,
how much
do you
I've
cook?
Been working, you know, if I feel like it.
Do you cook for guys often? You cook for your son, though. I feel like when you have kids, it makes you, like, be a better cook.
It depends on if I'm working a lot.
She just says chef.
Right.
So, therefore, that's the way she cooks, whatever the way the chef cooks.
Or one of them in the crew or something like that, you know, they doing less than me. Then yeah.
You like, I worked all day. Somebody got to fucking cook. All right, let's put this in order. He gets along with your friends, gets along with your family, gets along with his family, or you get along with his friends. What's most important?
I never get along with the friends.
Really? Lori,
that's so funny to me.
Why you laugh like that?
Because I just think it's funny. I've gotten along with people friends before. That shit don't do nothing. Fuck them. Like,
fuck
the
them.
Fuck is your friend. Your friend is encouraging you to fuck
be some
the stripper bitch at the club.
As soon as they walk away.
Right.
Your friend right there with you
they
coming
like,
for
sis,
you.
Don't sis me, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Right. Like, who that bitch with the hearts calling? Oh, that's his daughter.
Yeah, that's...
Nigga,
you know what?
That just happened
to me.
I know that just happened. That's why I said it.
Shit came a baby. He's like, no, that's his daughter. Shut the fuck up.
I'm calling your daughter baby, nigga.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, your 8-year-old daughter's calling you. Stop.
She's up.
No.
I'm so glad I'm over that.
I'm over that.
I do not want to care. I do not. I do not.
All right, so you get along with his friends is last.
Definitely.
All right, so what about gets along with your friends, gets along with your family, or gets along with his family?
Oh, that's just, I don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always had problems with like mothers and sisters and stuff like that.
You have?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I mean,
you seem like a very loyal person.
I just don't. I mean, when you're dealing with somebody and their family is going to, you know, protect them and take up for them, and as they should, as well as mine would do for me.
Mm-hmm.
So you just can't really. I don't really get that caught up in the moms and the friends and the whole sisters, all that. I don't know.
I feel like people's family members would be excited. Like,
I mean, unless
you know my brother Dave Keisha Cole.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't want no fake stuff though. Like I would prefer to have something that is authentic. Really, you know me, love me for me. Like I'm one of them, you know.
Right. But it feels like you're guarded though. Like
I'm very guarded.
It has to be hard for somebody to be like, hey, go out with my sister, go out with my mom.
No. No, thank you.
Thanks, no, I agree. I don't like that feeling.
I don't like
shit.
Feeling betrayed either. I don't like feeling like I'm just one of many. Yeah. Because then I don't like the way that makes me feel. So I try to stay away from that.
Mm. All right. So none of that shit important.
Yeah. She like none. Zero.
What do you
zero,
say, Gigi?
Zero.
Gigi, like you were in a relationship for a long time. You got along with his mom and his family and everything. Was that important to you?
Well, being as though that we were together for so long and we had eventually moved into a family home, it was very important because the family was around a lot. The family was in our home a lot.
Gotcha.
A lot.
Too much or a lot?
Too much.
Okay.
But
too much sauce.
It was important to me for both of our families to get along because I have a very large family, and with me having had moved from Georgia back to the Northeast region, whatever, tri-state area, it made it able for my family to get to see me more because they are so close in Philadelphia. So our families had to get along because Thanksgiving and all of that type stuff, we would bring them around each other. So that was important for me. I think it's more important for me to get along with family than friends.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm cool.
If I had to choose.
Yeah, it's just me and
fuck
you.
Fuck all y'all.
Fuck everybody.
Yeah, I mean, if it happened naturally.
That's true.
And real, and I feel like it's authentic. I'm not opposed to it. But I've been lied to a lot about, you know, guys and stuff like this.
I want you to find like the right man.
I know.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. I really do. Like, I want somebody to step up to the plate and be like, I ain't gonna do shit wrong to you. I'm gonna take care of you. I got you.
What? I'm not gonna ask you to buy me
those
shoes.
That's what they all say, but that's not what it be like with guys. They say anything. I feel like, I don't know,
definitely.
My experience.
Because I feel like people feel like they know you. Like after watching you on TV, they know your family. They know everything you've been through.
Right.
We see cute little Daniel Gibson Jr. Like I feel like people feel like they know you and they should not come around if they're going to be fucked up.
With the bullshit.
They do.
So how do you meet guys now?
That's the thing. That's why I just need to back up off of it. Because I'm working. Just like, where else am I going, you know?
But sometimes you got to feel like, man, I just want somebody to go to dinner with. Or go to the movies with.
Right.
Or have a night inside and chill.
And I actually asked this guy to go to the movies with me, but I'm just like, he probably just, you know, rather have the girls just come on, give him some ass and cup, you know, all today.
Would you want to go see like, Hidden Figures? He probably was like, no.
Split. Split, actually.
Oh, the split personality.
Yeah, I heard it was good.
So he said no?
He didn't say no.
But he wasn't, like, hype about it.
I mean, you know, like, pull up on me or something like that is like, no.
You can't be dating no dudes that say pull up on me no more. Come on, pull up on me.
Yeah. I thought that was over anyway. Like, I thought that was like a couple years ago. I didn't know people still even
pull up on me.
Yeah. Fuck.
You need a guy that's like, what time? Where should I come get you? I already bought the tickets.
Not if he working and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
So, but don't you feel like when guys are, even if they're busy, it means a lot if they make time.
Yeah. Like, I don't care how busy you are. If it's important to you and I say, hey, let's go to the movies.
Hey, if I want to make time and I can't make time because mm-hmm. I'm working, work comes first.
But you can also say, well, I know on Tuesday at 3,
right,
from 3 to 6, I have time. Like, you
or
know.
Sometime, mm-hmm. at some point.
Right.
I felt that way, too.
Yeah, that's just what I'm saying. Like, I get it. We all busy.
But that, at the same time, that's exactly why I ain't pulled up on nobody.
Yeah, right. Pull up.
Yeah, don't hit me when you're ready to go to the movies. And that's how we'll do that.
What level of crazy do you like from a guy? Because I feel like we all like guys that are like, will go a little crazy over us. Like, what level? On a scale of 1 to 10?
I don't like too much jealousy. Mm-hmm. But I definitely want you to show that you care and that you're that interested mm-hmm. in keeping me around.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I had a friend that dated a guy and, like, she would try to make him jealous and he didn't give a fuck about nothing.
Oh, damn. Wow.
She would do shit like, let's go somewhere for the weekend and go for the weekend and not tell him just to see if he would. And she wasn't doing nothing. And he would just never care.
So I don't think he liked her that much.
But he did. He just, it was his personality.
No.
Like, to this day, he's still like that type of person. Like, okay, cool. Have fun.
Like, I don't want anybody crazy, but act like you care at least. If anybody, that's not even crazy. If anybody just leaves and you like somebody and care about somebody and they just leave and don't say anything, you should feel away if you like them. That's not crazy. That's normal. You don't think, is that normal? Just like, oh, it doesn't matter. You went away for the weekend. Cool.
That's because he's doing what he got. I mean,
that's what I would think.
Yes. I don't know.
Don't question me. I won't question you.
Right.
That is true. When people don't ask you nothing, it's because they don't want you to ask them nothing.
Yeah,
correct.
Very true. Gigi.
You're newly single, as I'm very happy about it. Would you be willing
it's
to, like...
weird, though.
Because you know what? Men and women deal with breakups so differently.
Very differently.
It's weird right now because even though we say that it's a new breakup, we've really been broken up for almost 7 months now.
Right.
We're still living together.
Do you still like stalk him on Instagram?
Absolutely not.
That's how you know you're over.
That's when you know it's over. When I stop looking to see what the fuck you're doing.
Absolutely not.
That means I really don't give a fuck about you.
I mean, he don't post nothing anyway. So he's a lurker.
I see him post.
Damn, L'Oreal.
I'm just saying. On Snapchat, though.
See, we're... I don't follow him on Snapchat. I blocked him from my Snapchat. I don't want to follow his Snapchat and I don't want him following my Snapchat. He was blocked from all of my social media and then I unblocked him from Instagram and he unblocked me back. But that's as far as it goes.
She said that's nice.
I've unblocked him so he can see because he was going to be looking anyway. So you might as well just have access.
He
don't go through that
shit.
He
definitely has like a backup.
Or just go into Instagram.com/GigiMaguire.
Right, it's not that hard if you're not private.
Yeah.
Do y'all feel like that's petty? Because I would always block like my ex. Like I would
every time we
back.
Got every time we got into it, that's the first thing I would do is block him off my Instagram because I knew that it made him mad. But I unblocked him because I wanted him to see that I'm happy.
Depends you black people, Keisha?
I mean, it depends on the level of disrespect. I don't want to deal with you. I don't even want you to see nothing. Just give me a minute.
And then you unblock them?
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
When I'm over you.
I don't think I block anybody ever. I want you to see like shit popping over here.
Mm-hmm. That's why I unblocked them.
They see it anyway.
And like, then I also want to make it seem like I really don't give a fuck.
And I don't.
Nigga, they friends will tell them.
I might unfollow you, but I'm not going to like, I don't know.
I've had plenty of situations where like my ex will call me like, oh, so-and-so just told me they seen you doing X, Y, Z. Tell that nigga to stay the fuck off my page. I'm going to block him too. Which friend told you? Like, I'll block everybody.
But you know what guys do sometimes? They say shit that's not really true just to try to catch you.
It used to be true, though.
I can see that.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, I heard da-da-da-da-da, you was in the with this person. And it might not be true, but they just say that shit because they think you're going to confess.
Oh, and you telling yourself.
Yeah, L'Oreal's dumbass always telling herself. I'd be like, you fell for that?
I'm like, yeah, I went to lunch with that.
Gigi, I know you fell for that.
I fell for a lot over the years with my ex. But I learned a lot from that relationship as well. I honestly feel at this point that our relationship was very helpful to my growth as a woman. It put me in a place where I'm happy that I am right now. So I thank him for that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just ready for the next chapter and ready to just like move on and do my own thing.
All right, well, before we finish this, Keisha Cole, is there anything that you haven't done in the bedroom that you would like to do?
Finger in the butt.
No.
In his butt.
No.
What about in your butt? Can a guy put a finger in your butt and that's okay?
I don't thumb action in front of my ass.
So. You haven't? Nobody's ever tried that?
No.
It throws me off.
I think it's a little nasty, honestly.
No, a finger in the butt will fucking ruin the whole movie.
I don't
for me.
Like it either.
I could be like about to come. If you put a finger in my butt, we got to start back over.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Yeah. No, thank you.
So what about a tongue in your butt?
I've never had that either.
What the fuck?
Oh, no.
I've never had that either. And that,
what are these guys doing?
I know.
This is Keisha Cole. You better try to minimal. Fucking finger her butt, very lick minimal. Her butt.
Finger and lick her
very,
butt.
Very minimal.
Okay. Now, we got to find you a good guy. Because I feel find like a good you freak. Deserve one. I do.
We have to find you a good freaky guy. Good guy, but he's freaky.
You got
to
get turned out. It's going to make Keisha turn her number.
You feel like you ever been turned out?
No.
No, she just said she doesn't need the freak to be number one.
Yeah, but
one.
I'm saying turned out like regular sex was so amazing that you was like, I want to be with him, but... Like, sometimes you could be with somebody and the sex is so good that prevents you from breaking up. You know what I mean?
I've experienced that.
Yeah, like, I come every time. I don't want to give this up, but I can't stand him.
Right.
Yeah. When the entire bed is wet, it's a problem.
Whoa. You squirt.
Oh, right. That is awesome.
Oh, wow.
And the plot thickens.
The squirt thickens.
We found out something.
Don't you feel accomplished today?
Yeah. You know so there's happy. A new song on her album called I Squirt.
A little weird.
No. She's like, a little weird. Well, squirmy.
No. That's good. I've never squirted out.
You're sicko.
What did I do?
All right. Well, Keisha Cole is here with us. When is the new album coming out? Do we have a date?
Thank you. We finally talked about the album.
Well, we talked about you at first. Listen, Breakfast Club, we're going to talk all about the album. Yeah, Lip Service, we talk all about Keisha Cole.
This is nasty shit. Yeah.
Now I know. So, no, it comes out very soon, maybe in May, we're shooting for. Mm-hmm. And it's called 11-11 Reset.
Ooh, 11-11, make a wish.
I love that.
Soon come.
Make a wish.
I'm excited for that.
You know, I do that shit all the time.
Me too.
See it all the time.
I'd be happy as fuck when I look at my phone. I'd be like, oh shit, 11, let me wish.
They say that like means you're aligned with your stars. Is that right?
And well, you can't.
Actually, yeah,
there we go.
And you can't wish for more wishes. That's not fair.
I've done that.
What? Oh, you've been wishing for more wishes, Keisha?
No, I don't wish at all. I just think positive.
Positive, right.
Oh, I make wishes. Mm-hmm. And I still do shit like throw pennies in the fucking fountain.
When I see 11-11, I think that's positive, or I show gratuity for the things that I'm happy for.
Sometimes I throw a quarter thinking that shit gonna make me.
I need my quarter.
Actually, have a chance. Let me throw a dollar.
I need them coins.
Sickos.
Keisha Cole, 11-11, and right now the single "You" is out. We just saw you. I told you we just saw you perform that. I like that. Listen, Keisha Cole songs still get me through like a lot of things.
I'm telling you, on my way to New York today, I listened to her first album. I was singing it.
I've been listening to Keisha Cole
Snapchat.
In the gym because what I like is that I can listen to the ballads, but I can also listen everything. To like the fun, fast. Right.
Floyd told me that he was like, when I train, I listen to your music. Like I really like your music. Like I really do. I'm like, you train to my music, like. What emotion is that? Like,
I bet he don't listen to the remix with T.I. on it.
And then that was all.
Shots.
Super awkward shots. Just now.
Yeah, the moment of awkward.
But I do feel like you like the voice for like the young girls that are just like real, young, real girls. It's not like no poppy shit. No, you know, we can really relate to that. Mm-hmm. And you'll run up on a bitch, so that's also something. Oh, used to.
Not no more, but
she not into that no more. But I feel like if somebody took her there, she might can't.
I think she might run up right now. Yeah,
it's happened.
See,
yeah,
and I hope it doesn't happen ever again.
Yeah,
it's better that way.
We don't want to read about you on no more blogs. We don't want to see you getting arrested.
My baby, so that's ultimately what matters. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be over no dude in jail because he did something. So
right.
Is having your son what changed you? You feel like?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. That's the love of my life. That's my baby. I got to protect him.
Right.
I can't protect him gone away.
And then, that's good. Like, I look at your Instagram. First of all, you like deleted everything off your Instagram except for like a few
delete
pictures.
Delete everything.
Why?
Before, just a reset.
11-11.
Yeah, reset. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
All right. Keisha Cole, Lip Service. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
We love breaking.
This is like very interesting.
It's a little different.
Yeah. I think it's awesome though. I like it.
Right. We're glad we got you to open up a little because we know Keisha Cole is like,
she's inspired me.
Right.
You're gonna be a born again.
First of all, I'm gonna reset my Instagram.
You're gonna stop fucking masturbating so much.
I'm not gonna masturbate.
You're not gonna finger guys.
And I don't think I'm gonna have sex for 8 months.
Come on.
What? Why? She lying. She having sex tonight.
Your skin look clear to me.
I mean, yeah.
It look real clear. I don't know what he was talking about in the corner. What you talking about?
Though, pretty much.
But see, I don't know if I could go through month four.
Nah. It really was bad. It was so big. I was like,
oh no.
Reset.
I'm going to reset that Instagram. Let's start there.
I'm like, yo, come over. I just make fun of him.
Come over and have a pimple.
Come through.
Just come here and eat my pussy.
No, but thank y'all guys for having me crazy. You're crazy.
What? First,
thank you guys for having me.
Lip service.
Thanks again to Third Love for sponsoring this episode of Lip Service. Third Love bras were developed using thousands of real women's measurements, and they range from sizes AA to G, including signature half cup sizes. They really have something for all of us ladies. Third Love stands behind their products so much they're willing to let our listeners try a bra from their 24/7 collection free. Just pay $2.99 for shipping. Go to thirdlove.com/Angela and get started today.